Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Walt Abdullah Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You know, it's interesting. A text from 245 says, Bryant was seasoned and most athletic option going into the season. The defense has adjusted with more film. His production changed. He went from passer to runner to balance. I think you flip-flop Bama-Auburn game, you get the same results. No film on KB helped him really. Play calling tried to force him to throw early. Instincts made him run more. Once he became balanced, he was great against lesser defense. Bama blitz middle, put ends on island with rush zone type D. Stop Renfro, never tried to throw over the middle. It's simpler than that. He had no playmakers. He had nobody to throw the ball to. And the clock was ticking. They came after him. No one on the outside was winning their matchups. There was nowhere to go with the ball in that period of time. It's just that simple. Don't overthink it. Austin, hang in there. I'm going to our special Wednesday guest who's with us on Tuesday due to the holiday, and that is Mr. Eric McClain. Mr. Clemson, how are you?
What's up, Walt? How are you doing, brother?
How you doing, Eric? Well, I'm not going to keep you too long today. It's a holiday, and okay. And we'll let you get at it. But I want to cover a few things. You know, a few minutes ago, I said this. I said, you know, I really believe I'm doing a top 25 quarterback list, my top 25 college quarterbacks for this year, not based on their pro potential, based on their ability to be great collegiately. And I put Kelly Bryant 13th on my list. And to me, he's a guy who's like teetering. He can either move way up or he could move back, depending on how his season goes. But I made this statement, Eric. I said, and I really believe this, I think that if Trevor Lawrence was not here, that Kelly Bryant would lead Clemson to the national championship this year.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that even with Trevor Lawrence being here, he probably will do it again just because of the amount of supporting role and characters that we have in vital positions.
Well, you know, again, I think he's capable of all that, and I think the criticism that he still receives, which is fairly significant, is unfounded. I don't know where it comes from or what the expectations were. You know, this is a guy who brought a team to the playoff last year that, quite frankly, offensively was really young, at least at the skill positions. And he still got them to the playoff, and he battled through some injuries and still, for the most part, performed admirably, especially when you consider he had to replace a legend, especially when you consider, you know, when he turned around, there was no Gallman behind him, and when he looked outside, you know, there was no Mike Williams, there was no Artavis Scott, there was no Jordan Leggett. You know, he didn't have the luxury of any of those experienced, mature weapons. And I just think people forget how instrumental those guys were in beating Alabama 2 years ago. We think back on the Alabama game 2 years ago, it's like Clemson blew out Alabama or something. That game came down to the final play, and Deshaun Watson, despite all his greatness, he desperately needed Leggett and Mike Williams and those guys. They made big-time plays down the stretch. Kelly Bryant didn't have any of that.
Yeah, I 100% think people forget that and just try and let Deshaun's greatness overshadow those facts that, I mean, those guys were freaks of nature and just some of the best and most talented athletes Clemson's ever had. And I absolutely think that last year, you know, Kelly did what he did with a much lesser cast, with guys who were not as physically mature, guys who were, not playing wide receiver their whole life, and Deion, who was a quarterback, and Ray, who was a running back. And now all those guys who are freshmen and very young are another year older, and Kelly's another year wiser as a quarterback and had the coaching, Brandon Streeter. So I really don't know why all this negativity and, you know, what people think is going to happen. He's just going to get better, and his skill players are now more developed.
And, you know, and Eric, here's another thing. And this is not to be critical of Deion or Ray Ray, but let's be honest. Those two guys never played up to their five-star billing. And so neither one of them were great a year ago.
Yeah, completely agree. And I think it was just a timing thing. You know, I think that those guys hadn't had enough reps. That's why I think they're going to become even better pro wide receivers, just because they're going to have more time and more, focused on being that type of role. So I 100% agree with you there.
Yeah, and again, I think with the improved maturity of those offensive skill position weapons, I think Kelly Bryant has a chance to have a really special year and sort of rework and rewrite the way people seem to think about him now, or at least some people do. And I think it's unfortunate because, again, given the situation he was thrown into last year, inheriting the position of a legend and doing so without nearly the offensive skill position players to work with, I think he got as much out of that group as he could have. I don't think, as I've said before, and I believe this, I don't think Deshaun Watson was beating Alabama with that group of players last year.
Yeah, and I think that you and I have made it pretty clear that the amount of difference that there was at the skill positions, not only our immaturity, but Alabama's maturity.
Yeah.
At defensive back and just the amount of...
And all those guys went to the NFL. And all those guys went to the NFL, which is another reason I think that if you extrapolate it out, if you play the thing out this year and Clemson plays Alabama for the fourth consecutive year, I think the thing switches to Clemson's favor this year, because now all those mature skill position players Alabama had defensively on the back end of that defense, they're all gone. Every last one of them is gone. So
it'll be really interesting to see. And if we just flip flop for the next, 10 years on who wins the national championship, I'll be cool with that.
Okay, Eric McClain, what is this nonsense I saw you suggesting the other day that Deshaun Watson's going to throw for 68 touchdown passes? Did I see you suggesting that?
I'm just a numbers guy. Based off what he did, that's what it looked like.
All right. Well, now there is some film on him, and people have a little bit of an idea of what he's going to do. But, having said that, I will say this. He has great weapons around him. I mean, You know, Houston's really done a nice job in providing him weapons, and not the least of which is Nuke Hopkins, who's, you know, I think in the last NFL Top 100 that was done a few weeks ago, I think Nuke Hopkins placed 13th, if I remember correctly. And that sounds about right. I mean, which is pretty special territory. So, you know, there's obviously a big time Clemson connection out in Houston, and Deshaun should have a big season and a big career. I mean, you know, honestly, Eric, my biggest question about Deshaun is still health related. It's can he stay healthy long term? I think if he can stay healthy, great things are in store for him. And, you know, we're headed into a time period in the National Football League where, you know, there are like 15 talented young quarterbacks. They're at various stages in their development. But I'm not sure that the young talent at that position, in fact, I am sure, I don't think it's ever been this good. I mean, almost everywhere you look, teams have talented young quarterbacks. And we could see some great future rivalries develop, even by some guys who came out in the same draft.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, anytime you look at pro sports and career longevity, the name of the game is sustainability and who can stay healthy, who can take care of their bodies. That's why we see these unbelievable athletes like Tom Brady and LeBron James, respectively. You know, just who can go that.
Look at him get. Look at him get LeBron in there. Yeah, look at him get. Look at him. Look at him weasel LeBron in there. How about that?
Go Lakers.
No. You and Milstead are now rooting for the Lakers. That's pathetic. Come on, man.
I'm packing up my bags and I'm moving.
Maybe you better wait and see them play first. Maybe you better put that on pause for a little bit. This, you know, at the end of the day, Eric, this just means you get eliminated earlier.
Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah, you know, I'm really confused on why he went to the Western. I mean, he's the fourth or fifth best team in that conference right now, so I don't know what he was thinking, but I'm sure there's a master plan.
Hey, did you see what Daddy Ball said?
I didn't. What did he say?
You're going to love this. He said, this is a quote from him today in Sports Illustrated. He said, Lonzo, I swear to God, Eric, this is a legitimate quote. He said, Lonzo makes everybody better, including him.
Is he referring to LeBron?
He is referring to LeBron.
Oh, jeez. Well, Lonzo's probably going to need to be traded for somebody, so we'll get them out of there.
Yeah, I think he's gone. I think they're going to get rid of him. I think they're going to get rid of that whole headache. I mean, you know, what's the point? I mean, fundamentally, they play the same position. You know,
exactly.
They're going to have the ball in their hand, so I don't know what you would need Lonzo Ball for, and then you just brought in Rajon Rondo for a year, so it's even less clear to me why you would need him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what general manager LeBron James does with the L.A. Lakers.
Yep. All right, Eric, going back to maybe he's already making those moves. You know, he made a lot of dumb moves in Cleveland, Eric. And these early early moves out in L.A., they don't look so intelligent.
I agree.
I mean, you know, and what about this notion, Eric, because I know you're a big LeBron guy. What about the notion that maybe people actually don't want to play with him?
I think he definitely, you know, when he's on the court or on the team, there's a level of expectation that he probably has from players that maybe a lot of guys don't want, you know, because everybody wants to just get by with as little as they can. And just kind of the microscope that team now is going to be under and the scrutiny, whether, you know, they lose a couple games or whatever happens. I mean, everybody's going to be locked in. So, I think that's a real thing that a lot of people just can't kind of handle that.
Well, and, you know, look, and he's a guy who possesses the ball a lot. And quite frankly, you know, in a situation where everyone's value is largely dependent on the numbers they produce, everyone's numbers get worse. You know, Chris Bosh was a 23-12 guy when he went to Miami. His numbers got worse. Kevin Love was 26-13 when he left Minnesota, and obviously his numbers just crumbled. Kyrie Irving couldn't wait to get away from LeBron James, and Paul George and Chris Paul, who are supposed to be like his two best friends, they both said, nah. I mean, Paul George actually said, nah, I'd rather play with Russell Westbrook. And Chris Paul said, nah, I'd rather play with James Harden.
I think there's definitely a point there, and something that is very interesting to look at. You know, once LeBron retires, you know, what kind of stories come out about the kind of teammate or pressure that was put on them. Being on the same team.
One thing I will say that's been discussed in circles, in NBA circles a little bit, is there's some story out there that, in fact, Bill Reiter was talking about this a little last night, that Damon Lillard could be headed to join the Lakers at some point.
So I saw him tweet something where I think it was like a peace out, you know, fingers and then a clock. So that would be interesting. I don't know if that's a help for LeBron. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Look, if you – let me tell you.
I think Damian needs the ball a lot too.
Yeah, but listen, if you could get Lillard on that team, Lillard is incredible. I mean, he is an absolute freak of nature. And look, LeBron – look, here's the part I don't understand. He needs shooters around him. He needs guys that Absolutely. He can distribute the ball to and they can shoot the ball. I mean, he doesn't need Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo, Lonzo Ball, you two guys can't shoot at all. They can't shoot at all.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. he a guy like Lillard, on the other hand, Lillard could light it up off of James.
Yeah.
And so,
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, if they pull the Lillard thing off, I'll take back all the nasty things I've been saying about them the last 48 hours.
When's that expected to happen? Is he a free agent?
I don't know. I have no idea what the inner workings of a Lillard situation would involve. I do not know that as of right now. I've just heard this speculation, this rumor. I don't know how they would dream it up. The suggestion is still that Kawhi Leonard will come join them at the end of this upcoming season. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, Kawhi Leonard doesn't sound like he's willing to go back to San Antonio to play through another season. So I'm not sure about that at all. But, you know, all we heard was, you know, the dream team was going to be assembled out in L.A. Well, I'm sorry, but the dream team didn't consist. When I was thinking of dream team, I wasn't envisioning Lance Stephenson and Rajon Rondo.
You weren't? Are
no.
you kidding me? What
or
about
JaVale McGee? Yeah. I wasn't envisioning him either. Yeah.
Lord knows.
Yep. So we'll
It'll
see.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
All right, Eric. Enjoy the holiday. Good talking to you as always. Great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. We'll see you.
Thank you, Eric. Texter writes, daily Bron slander, whatever that means. You may need to look up the word slander. I'd start there. Unbelievable. Austin and Coach Edge, as soon as we get back, we'll come right to you. We'll get back to our quarterback list, and I don't know what Lillard means. Whatever. What does that mean, Texter? Texter 630, I'll explain your text. Quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operator's rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
I've been watching you for days now, baby. I just love your sexy ways now, baby. You know my love will never stop now, baby. Just put your loving in my box now, baby. Wrap it up.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. I'm coming right to the phones. Austin and Coach Edge. We'll get back to our quarterback list. We still have Team 46 to get to as well. Hey, Ramona, we have a little bit of an issue with first class off this week because there is no Wednesday, correct?
That is correct. But if you call and
yeah, you
get
can call
set
and set
up,
your appointment for next the following week.
Wouldn't you be the first eight?
Yeah. So let's do that.
I'm sure
it's first class halt. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better than my friends at First Class Halt. They only work on those vehicles. They're specialists. They know them inside and out. They've been killing it in the Greenville market for over 7 years. People love them. Go read the reviews on Google. They're all 5 stars. I encourage you, challenge you to do so. You'll find out the truth. If you own one of those vehicles and you're not taking your vehicle to First Class Hall in either Greenville or Anderson, you are doing yourself an incredible disservice. 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. Call them and set up your appointment. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at Hall. That's right. First Class Hall, partner with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal for $19.99. Get a brake inspection, balancing of your tires, four-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. So get on the phones, call them, 864-260-9600. Tell them you want the Walt Wheel Deal and set it up for next Wednesday. It's only 8 a week to get that option. So take advantage of it. Do it. You'll thank me later. All right. Austin has been hanging on for a long time, and Coach Edge coming to you right now. Austin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Austin. I appreciate you hanging in there.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to get in on this quarterback talk. In my opinion, first off, I want to say I love Trevor Lawrence. I think he is going to be the next star at Clemson. But I think right now we have a star in Kelly Bryant. I don't think, without a doubt in my mind, I know that we would have not have made it anywhere near the playoffs if we had not had Kelly Bryant last season. I mean, look at the Syracuse game. We didn't have him. Really, we didn't have him the first half either because he was nurturing that wound or whatever. But, you know, without him at his 100%, we got just stopped on offense.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That game maybe serves as an example of what you might have been like without him.
Absolutely. I mean, Syracuse defense, which, you know, is a decent defense, but it's not nationally acclaimed, you know. It's not going to be a championship defense, but they stopped us pretty much without Kelly Bryant.
Actually, that defense sucked, so... so yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. I mean, there's no question. I mean, Kelly Bryant was instrumental. You know, even going back all the way to the Auburn game where he won that game by toughing it out. He was the leading rusher. Yep. He had like 60, 65 yards rushing, and it was those yards that really won the game.
Absolutely. I mean, There's no question in my mind that Kelly Bryant, I mean, if you go back to the start of the 2017 season and you put Clemson in a ranking of where we're going to end up, nobody put us in the playoffs. Nobody.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, so I think that if you look at the season as a whole, you're spot on, Austin. Kelly Bryant really performed well. And especially given the limitations of the offense, given the youth of the offensive personnel around them. And again, you know, even in Pro Football Focus rankings in terms of vertical passing, Kelly Bryant actually was third in the country in their rankings, third or fourth amongst all major college quarterbacks. In fact, he was significantly ahead of guys like Josh Allen and Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold in their rankings, and they chart every play.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Austin.
I won't be on here too long.
Thank you, Austin.
Absolutely.
Good job. Good appreciate day. It. Edge, what's going on, Edge? Welcome back.
What's going on with you, Walt? You doing good?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, as far as the last caller was talking about there, and I'm definitely going to ride with Kelly Bryant until any deficiency he has costs us to win a football game, and I don't believe that is what happened in the two games we lost last year. The only thing I would say about the Syracuse game is I kind of really thought that was our chance to maybe see Hunter Johnson, and, of course, he's no longer with the program.
Well, you can see him now at Purdue.
Yeah, I know. but I think he's a decent talent. And I mean, when was Zara Cooper?
Or at Northwestern. I think I said, did I just say Purdue? At Northwestern.
Yeah, you did. I thought it was Northwestern.
No, it's Northwestern. Those are the two schools he was considering, Northwestern and Purdue. It's just, I always thought he would go with Purdue. Jeff Brown. But
yeah. Hey, where is Zara Cooper at?
Yeah, well, look, there were a lot of changes.
The guy that we went with in that game.
Yeah, well, and I get that. I get that. But, look, long term, listen, I said this all along. I said this right from the beginning. I said the elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about is it's fine to collect all these five-star quarterbacks, but eventually one of them was leaving. And, you know, and it turns out several of them left, but one of them was a five-star guy, and I think has a very bright future in Hunter Johnson. And there, you know, we'll see whether Clayton Thorson is healthy at Northwestern, but beyond that,
I don't know nothing about Northwestern football, but Clayton Thorson, he better be healthy or whatever. I guarantee you, if he is healthy, I'd still put my money on Hunter Johnson. I mean, of course, he didn't have a lot of, you know, stuff to put on tape, you know, while at Clemson. That Syracuse game may have been an opportunity for him to do so, but you know, just watching him, and I think he played against decent high school talent. You're talking about us stocking up on five stars. Oh, by the way, is another one coming?
Yep.
Next year. Good gracious.
Yeah, the recruiting is amazing.
I know, but I guess it's a good problem to have.
Well, it's not a problem.
I guess that's what you want.
It's not a problem. You know, the only problem that you ever develop is at the quarterback situation, but that's just the nature of it. And you know, this is going to happen. I mean, Clemson's unique in the way that they're recruiting. I don't think there's a school that recruits better than Clemson in the country right now.
Man, we're pretty hot, and it's been a building process since the Taj Boyds and the C.J. Spillers and those guys came in, but What I really wanted to talk to you about was, I don't understand that thing about who doesn't want to play with LeBron James, who's somebody who doesn't want to make it to the finals. And you're talking about numbers dropping, and you brought up Bosch in particular and K-Love. Okay, Bosch was with Toronto. Who else was on his team in Toronto? And Love was in Minnesota. Who else was on his team in Minnesota? I mean, yeah, your numbers are going to dip, but they, with a lot of other guys, they also flourish.
Who flourished?
I mean, I don't understand not wanting to
whoa,
play
whoa,
with
LeBron. Whoa, whoa, who flourished?
Well, dare I say, and he hasn't flourished, but J.R. Smith probably wouldn't even be in the league.
Oh,
right,
come
now,
on, come on. No one's going to say J.R. Smith flourished. No, J.R. Smith is J.R. Smith. He doesn't care whether he plays with LeBron or you. I mean, you know, J.R. Smith is in his own little fog of a world, and the only one in that world is J.R. Smith, and he's going to fire up 30-footers, whether you throw it to him or whether James throws it to him or whether he stands it inbounds or out of bounds or it's before the game or after the game or during the – I mean, no, come on, man. You can't give me J.R. Smith.
That's a tough on-the-spot question because, I mean, you would have to define flourish, but you don't think anybody has ever benefited from playing with LeBron James?
No. Nobody? No. Not in terms of their production, no. No, and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about in terms of their production. And when their
production or
– Say again?
Point production or like –
Yeah, their production – Yeah,
when you talk about production, I mean, define production, I mean – Aren't we all trying to win the chip? Aren't we all trying to win championships? I mean,
well, that's a nice notion. That's a nice notion, but a lot of these guys are trying to get paid. You know,
a lot of them are, and they're sitting on crappy teams and not getting paid and winning chips. I mean, like look at DeMar.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like LeBron James is winning championships. He's the king of the Eastern Conference. That's what he's really the king of. He's the king of the Eastern Conference.
And I'll give you that. And I thought he would have stayed in the East. I didn't know what, you know, his right fit would be. And I totally agree with you with what he needs is shooters, because he's going to drive Dish either finish with you. So he definitely needs shooters. But I kind of like the Lance Stephenson deal. You take away one of the better defenders who can defend him in the league. I like Lance Stephenson's game. He's tough. You got to keep him under wraps. I like Rondo handling the rock.
Oh yeah, man!
Ball out of LeBron.
Come on, no. You think they brought LeBron James to L.A. to let Rajon Rondo handle the ball?
not in the clutch situations, but in other situations.
Not in any situation.
You don't have anybody else who can bring the ball up, bring the ball up the floor.
What? Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, what do you think LeBron James is going to do? What are we? What are you going to play him at? You playing
LeBron
him at?
LeBron James is going to do. Hopefully, if Magic Johnson and LeBron James pull the triggers that they need to pull, LeBron James is going to do what he always does, but hopefully maybe not have to expend as much energy and have a little bit left in the tank when it gets into the fourth quarter or game 70-something of the regular season or game 6 or game 7 of an NBA Western Conference Finals against the Rockets or semifinals against the Rockets and finals against the Warriors.
Wait a minute. That's not what I'm asking you. What I'm asking you is, what position do you envision LeBron James playing?
The same position that when Magic Johnson was hit in his heyday was playing with the Lakers. Any position. Any position you want him to play.
Well,
and hopefully,
look,
if they put the right pieces around him, flexibility to.
He's a guy who has to have the ball, and he says otherwise, but all the evidence says he has to have the ball. And so I don't know why.
In the clutch, but I mean.
No, no.
But who in the league or in college basketball?
He's a lead guard.
What I'm saying is
he's.
Everybody need the ball. Everybody needs the ball.
No. What I'm saying is he's a lead guard. That's his position. He's a lead guard.
I call him a point for it, but he does other things. And I mean, there were several times in the playoffs with him making cuts and stuff where he caught the ball. You know, V cutting and getting into the lane. And
yeah, well,
and
all players do that. Edge. I mean, he's still a lead guard. He's fundamentally.
All players don't do it like LeBron James, though.
Well, they're not his size, but that's the position he plays. I don't see how Rondo helps him at all. I don't see how Lonzo Ball helps him at all. He needs the ball in his hands. He needs to be surrounded by shooters. But
I agree with that.
But when you look at guys around the league aren't dumb. I mean, they see what happens when you go. And again, some of it is the fact that some of these guys played for bad teams. What Kevin Durant accused LeBron James of in the playoffs. But some of it is simply that when you go and play with a better player, your numbers are going to go down. But nonetheless, guys aren't stupid, so they see that. They're not winning championships in the end. And so when you go and play with LeBron James, Kevin Love's numbers go from 26 and 13 to invisible. Chris Bosh's numbers vanish when he produced in Toronto. Kyrie Irving couldn't wait to get away from him. Paul George turned him down twice.
How did that work out for him?
But nonetheless, he turned him down twice. Chris Paul, who's related to him, didn't want to go play with him.
Okay. I mean, I don't know about didn't want to go, but maybe the situation was right, you know, as far as, I mean, and you're talking about Kayla. How many shots did he miss? I mean, come on now. How many bunnies and stuff did he miss off of potential assists and wide-open threes that I guess he would have knocked down in Minnesota if he had a better player than LeBron James, I guess, dishing him the rock? I mean, don't act like K-Love lived up to his end of the bargain. So you're going to say,
Edge, wait a minute. You're twisting the whole issue. How did Kevin Love wind up in Cleveland? Why was he in Cleveland?
Because he is a superstar.
No, because LeBron James demanded
LeBron
it.
Brought him
LeBron
there.
James brought him there, demanded it as part of him coming to Cleveland. So if you don't like the player that Kevin Love was in Cleveland, you only need to look to the king to find the one to blame.
I'm not saying I don't like the player he was. I don't like the player that he was that executed, I don't think, as well as he did when he was in Minnesota. So you wouldn't say that K Love was a superstar when Bron brought him in?
No.
You wouldn't have classified K Love as
No, I wouldn't have made that deal. I would have drafted Andrew Wiggins and kept him.
I would have did that too, but that ain't what happened. So and look what's happened with Andrew Wiggins. I mean, he's all right, but I don't know what's going to happen, man. Maybe they'll build something, but I mean, the Darth Vader in the room is Golden State. They go ahead and they downgrade by bringing in probably the best five in the game right now if he can keep his head on.
Yeah, I don't think he's the best five in the game. I think he's a head case, and I don't think he helps anything.
Who's the best five then? Give it to me. That's true. True five.
I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't know that there is a true five. But if I had to take one, I would take Joel Embiid.
You're probably right, Philly. Yeah, you're probably right. And there is no true five, but yeah, yeah. Because some people say Anthony Davis is a true five. I'm like, that dude is not a five.
No, you know, look. Here's the thing. There is some young talent in L.A. There are some pieces in L.A. The reason,
you like Ingram?
I think Ingram has talent. Yeah, he needs to get stronger, but I think he has talent. I think Kuzma is really gifted. I think there's some talent, but this is not the deal that LeBron James envisioned. I mean, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be something. Either they have some secret agreement with Kawhi Leonard, or Lillard's coming to L.A. at some point or something. There's got to be more.
That was a great call on that. Yeah, so,
we'll see.
Because he is a shooter, and you're right. He can go off on you for 40.
Yep. Yeah, listen, you get Lillard and Kawhi Leonard, I'll give you every title.
Yeah. But with
I might go buy some Laker gear.
With the Warriors?
I might go to the vault and get a Magic shirt.
That's what's up. They might as well shut down the East.
I got to run. I'm late. I'm late. I got to run. Man. See you. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage, quick break.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's The Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get 2 Cajun Filet Chicken Sandwiches for just $5.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. lane keep assist, adaptive cruise control, and collision mitigation braking system, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Get equipped for anything with a John Deere 3025E compact tractor from Ag Pro. It's equipped with a low price of $139 per month. And we have all the attachments you'll ever need. Request a quote at agproco.com. Offer ends 7/31/18, subject to approved installment credit and targeted finance. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payments. See dealer for details.
While international soccer tournaments might try, nothing rallies the world together like chicken wings. So we're doing our part to bring nations together with five traditional wings for just $5 during international soccer matches. The during soccer matches condition is just a coincidence. We have total faith in chicken's ability to unite. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Offer valid June 14th through July 11th during tournament matches. Only in restaurant and participating locations. Terms and conditions and additional restrictions apply. See location for details.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and somebody you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Because I consider him an outlier, and it doesn't matter anyway. But just for the sake of argument, J.R. Smith's numbers actually got worse in Cleveland, not better. J.R. Smith, for his career, averaged 12.6 points a game. In Cleveland, he averaged about 10 points a game. 10.5 maybe in Cleveland. And his field goal percentage actually went down as well. So, you know, there's no sign in any of his numbers that he improved at all. And as I've said before, look, there've been other guys. I don't think people love playing with Jordan, but they realize that if you played with Jordan, he cared about winning championships. And so there was at least going to be that benefit. We get to Jimmy on the Northland Communication phone lines. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, I got home yesterday. I actually got to, and I seen they got Rondo, and I just kind of like scratched my head. Like, he can't hit. He can pass. He can move the ball down the field. Down the court, but he can't shoot a lick. And that, you know, that was always the big problem with him. He never could shoot a lick.
Right. So I don't see how that helps you at all. I mean, unless you're telling me that you're going to make LeBron James a three, a ball handling three, but they can tell me that all they want. 10 games into the season, it's going to be LeBron James bouncing the ball out high.
Yeah, to me, it looks like Cleveland moved out west. They all will be sitting there looking at him, and they all will, you know, you score, and we out there. That's it.
You know, Jimmy, I wish I had thought of that. It does look like Cleveland moved out west. Yeah, I'm not sure, other than apparently he's going to be paid a little more and the weather's better. I'm not sure how the team is any better.
Yeah, to me, if they can get Leonard, it's a little better. But to me, it just looked like they just moved Cleveland out west. And my other comment is, when are they going to stop the Lakers from interfering with these stars? I know it was free agency, but they seem to interfere with stars like they did with Shaq And, when Shaq left, then they kind of got Malone from the Jazz and all. They seem to me, I think they're cheating underneath.
The Lakers are?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I will say this. The Lakers and Magic Johnson did get hit for tampering.
Yeah, they do a lot of tampering. That's the word I'm talking. They seem to do a lot of tampering. You look at Boston. Boston kind of built themselves up. They it takes a few years, and they seem to build it. The Lakers don't seem to can do that. They get tired. They get frustrated with it. And so they start, look like to me, they start – sneaking around, secret phone calls, secret texts. Hey, come over here.
Sneaking around. That's a good job, Jimmy. I love that call. Thank you, Jimmy. Well done.
Right.
Enjoy the holiday. Cleveland West. People on the text line like that too, Ramona. But the Lakers have been sneaking around.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
You know, hey, come over here, come over there. You know, and again, I can't remember what the circumstance was. I'm going to have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that Magic Johnson and the Lakers got hit with a tampering charge and had to pay a rather substantial fine. Yeah, Lakers were fined $500,000 for Paul George tampering. Largest ever, August 31.
Really?
Yeah. So Jimmy is not wrong. Lakers were fined $500,000 for Paul George tampering, largest ever penalty of its kind. The LA Lakers are going to have to pay for their interest in star forward Paul George. That's why they didn't go after him this time. they didn't want to pay that fine again. Badger Mike says, I wonder how long it'll be before James stars in a crappy movie. Yeah, it won't be long. After an independent investigation, the NBA announced Thursday that it's fined the team $500,000 for tampering in communications centered around George coming home to his native LA when he becomes a free agent next summer. So, yeah, I knew he was hit. Texas Magic stuck around. Yeah, I guess so. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. I had another texter, Ramona, who was a big LeBron fan, who said that, I think it was Cole. And, of course, now I can't find it. But he said that he's a huge LeBron fan. But, oh, here it is. Yeah, Cole. I love LeBron, but you're spot on with this assessment regarding players really not wanting to play with LeBron James right now. I mean, again, there's been some bad blood too. It's not just, let me just say this. It's not just been the numbers that declined for these players. There's been bad blood. There were exchanges between LeBron and Kyrie. There were very public exchanges between LeBron and Kevin Love. And so now whether that's on LeBron, whether that's on them, I don't know. We're not there. It's hard to know for sure. But I think there's no question that given what players have seen, I think there's a reluctance of some of these guys to want to go play with LeBron James. Now, at the end of the process, if Damian Lillard or if Kawhi Leonard wind up in L.A., none of that will matter. Quite honestly, those are better players even than the ones we're talking about. So if they wind up there, then none of it will matter long term. But right now, that Cleveland West assessment by Jimmy just seems very accurate to me. I mean, and the early moves that we've seen out of LA are very strange. Lance from Williamson says there were definitely exchanges between LeBron and Delonte West. Yeah, well, there were other reasons for that one, though. there were other reasons for that. Brett says, now that LeBron is gone, will they promote Tyronn Lue to head coach? That's good. That's well done, Brent. Maybe they will. Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. On the web, gilstrapproofing.com. Nobody does roofs like Gilstrap. They've been doing roofs for 80 years. Four generations of roofers. They don't do garage remodels. They don't do anything else but roofs. They helped Ramona. They'll be glad to help you. They'll give you a free storm damage assessment. I mean, look, we get hit with storms like every day in the summer. And a lot of them are nasty. They knock trees down and such. I mean, what are they doing to your roof? When's the last time you thought about your roof? Don't wait until you get the tangible signs. The tangible signs is when rain hits you on the head. Don't wait for that point. The time to get it fixed is before that happens. Let Gilstrap check it. If there's nothing wrong with your roof, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. 269-1232. Call them today. Tell them I sent you. I promise you will thank me later. It's Gilstrap. Also, before I get to Ed, and again, coming in the final hour, we'll wrap up our quarterback discussion. Kelly Bryant was 13. He's the guy who has the most mobility in my mind. He could go way up or sink, depending on what happens over the course of the year. And we'll get to the top 12 quarterbacks in college football for the year. Still to come, Team 46 as well. So it's going to be another hour of largely college football talk. Before I get to that, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, the new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. You know, Ramona, I saw a tweet from Taj the other day that basically said that they have more reservations now than the spots available. So what he was warning is that your time is running out. Now, not everybody who makes a reservation will wind up following through on it.
That's natural.
A large percentage do, especially here. There's only one lake. So it was a warning shot by Taj that your chances are running out. It's Lakeside Lodge. It's 118 residences. It's the lobby bar with the food service, the pool, the hot tub, the walking pass, the fire pit, the meeting space, the fitness facilities, the football field, the modified hotel services, the option to rent your residence when you aren't using it, or partition off part and rent part in the 2 and 3 bedrooms and live in the rest. It's go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard. You'll thank me later. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage. I'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Get a large 32-ounce cup of Bojangles Legendary Iced Tea for just $1. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Have you heard about the changes over at TIAA Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodation Tax.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mall.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand